Oh, from head to toe. Oh, I got my eye protection on.
Variety of pens.
I've got my little medical book
here.
Flashlights.
Translators.
Carrying my M4.
Carbine, my weapon.
My M9.
Sidearm.
My gloves, because it's freezing cold here.
Combat application tourniquet.
This other pocket over here. I might. My lobster. My little rubber lobster that I carry around with me as a reminder of life back in New England. Brought it on my last deployment, and I brought it to college with me. Little good luck charm. All right, so the main insects that you guys have to look out for are going to be mosquitoes. I'm Corporal Dan Elinoff. Filth flies.
I'm a combat medic.
Fleas. I'm on Security Forces Advise and Assist Team 14. We're the Hellraisers. Body lice.
In Paktika Province, RC East Afghanistan.
Cockroaches and ticks. Been here for 6 months working with the Afghan National Army. I'm helping them get their tactics and procedures down. Did you get all?
Yes, we have the list.
You know what a tick is, right?
No.
It's like a little parasite that lives on your skin. Sucks your blood. I've read the things they've carried. It was required reading my junior year of high school, and I've read it a couple more times since then. I read it right before deploying to Iraq the first time, because that book definitely made an impression, and you can see a lot of comparisons. This is also an unpopular work, just mostly because it's gone on for so long. It's definitely just as confusing about why we're here as it was in Vietnam. You all know about malaria. Coming home from these deployments, especially this one, I'm definitely going to bring home some chai with me, because I've definitely learned to like Afghan chai. You know, just working every day with a foreign culture, you know, definitely that culture rubs off on you. In Afghan culture, hospitality is a huge portion of it. I'm definitely going to be carrying home a lot of that. What I wish I could leave here that I'll definitely be carrying home that I would have rather left here is a frustration in dealing with a culture that's so set in its ways that's very, very hard to make progress. Even though they want to make progress, they can't. And it's definitely that frustration that I'd like to leave here. Well, I definitely think America learned a lot of hard lessons over here that it had forgotten after Vietnam. Counterinsurgency is a very hard subject to relearn, and I think it'll carry home those lessons, but it'll also carry home, you know, the burden of 11 years, almost 12 years of war now, and a lot of blood spilt. And it'll definitely have to carry home those burdens. All right, so malaria, yellow fever, dengue fever, encephalitis, and filarius, which is elephantitis. Of those, mosquitoes carry the most diseases. I hope the United States will carry back. Is the good that we've done here, and they'll be able to use that in really taking a look at foreign countries and national policy and all of that.